Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi. How are you? You doing good? I don't know. I'm okay. I'm good. We have so much to get into today. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be off the freaking hook.
And now, back to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy on Fresno's Hot 97.7.
Question out there to OnlyFans models. If you're taking pictures of yourself and not putting up any pornography, you're a model. But if you're putting up sex videos, you're an OnlyFans porn star. Man, funk that. Just say who you are and call it a day. All right. Felt like getting that off my chest or on their chest.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
In your heart, you know he's right.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
The semen was so big.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know Hoppy Hour in your system.
Hey, what up? What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. We are heard on 30 different platforms and radio stations, but we are not live. So to get into contact with me, you got to leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, we have so much to get into today. Today is going to be absolutely, positively off the hook.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Let's start off today's show with this headline.
Glenn Powell and actress Michelle Randolph are casually dating.
Which means they're banging each other up. They're sleeping at each other's house. They're having sex. They're, you know, watching TV together. I wonder if they watch his movies. But that's all that means. Casually dating means hooking up.
After Glenn Powell and Michelle Randolph step out together.
Gosh, she's pretty cute.
They're in Texas. Multiple outlets report that the Running Man star is casually dating the Landman actress.
I wonder what it's like when actors and actresses date each other. I know a few people that are like amateur actors. I mean, anyone can go to an acting class and say they're an actor, but it's quite frightening because I knew a guy in the kava community who used to pull pranks on people and be like, oh, this kava bar is pregnant, this kava bartender's pregnant or whatever. And you would believe it because their acting was so believable. And when you look at like actors, I wonder if like they know when they're lying or if they dupe each other.
E! News has reached out to
They reached out for comment and didn't hear back. For people listening for the first time, E! News always reaches out for comment and doesn't hear back. TMZ reaches out for comment and they hear back. But when E! News does it, I know God.
For both Glenn and Michelle for comment, but has not yet heard back.
And I never...
The news comes shortly after the pair...
Shut up. I never really got the whole basis of like saying you reached out for comment and didn't hear back. Because it actually kind of makes you look bad. It's like, yeah, you tried. We reached out. Did all we could.
The news comes shortly after the pair enjoy a fun date night in Austin, Texas in late November. As seen in footage shared to social media, Glenn and Michelle went dancing out on the town. Prior to that, Michelle also journeyed to New York City to support Glenn as he made his hosting debut on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, she gave him the best sex after that show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what casual dating is.
On November 15th. While neither Glenn nor Michelle have commented publicly on their seemingly budding romance,
they're too busy going down on each other.
Glenn has previously addressed the public fallout from his breakup with Gigi Paris.
Yeah, you know, that's gotta be a pretty terrible breakup.
Mm-hmm.
A high-class woman like her. But there's those sayings where it's like, for every hot girl, there's someone that's sick of hooking up with her. Because I'll see all the incels on Twitter. They'll be like, oh my God, how is this girl single? It's like, you don't know them. You're losers.
Amid rumors that he and Sydney Sweeney's on-screen chemistry in Anyone But You had transitioned into an off-screen relationship.
Yeah, again, the word is seems to be casual dating when it comes to Glenn Powell. It doesn't seem to be a serious dating. It's casual!
Mm-hmm.
He tells GQ in September, relationships are really hard, and when two people break up, they each go to their own brunch, and they will each tell their own narrative.
That is the most accurate thing I ever heard. One time someone told me, it's there. Well, I guess it could go with any gender, but he told me because I'm hetero. Her side, your side, and then the truth. And I thought that was very accurate. Oh, I did.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Will there be a Hannah Montana reboot? Miley Cyrus is revealing the answer.
I never saw the show. I didn't have cable in the 2000s. I barely had TV. I didn't know what 9/11 looked like until, like, you know, YouTube came out. So what I'm saying is I never seen an episode of Hannah Montana. I don't know what it's about. In middle school, everybody talked about it. Girls had it in their little lockers. Mm-hmm.
As the 20th anniversary of the debut of Hannah Montana approaches, Miley discusses the series and if she'll take part in a reboot. She tells Billboard, I don't know if there's a new Hannah. This is the only Hannah.
Oh, yeah, you know she does not want to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding her fans, Miley says, what I want to do is really kind of honor just the longevity of the relationship that we've built.
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of creators... Like, people that are fans of, like, it can go with anything. Podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, music, plays, whatever. You see the, like, portrayal they show to the public of how happy they are. But you don't see the long hours on the set, the creepy executives. Like, I know it's not Dan Snyder at Disney, but the creepy executives, you only see the finished product. And she might just not want to go back to that.
For me, I love looking back at the growth of both of us because it's very rare that someone grows up with their fan base.
It is very true.
Mm-hmm.
But she says Hannah Montana outgrew the fantasy, becoming the reality of her life.
Yeah, you know, she's a little sick of it. She wants to be known for being a woman with that voice.
She adds,
she sounds like any smoker bar chick in Largo, Florida.
Something that was about this regular girl who's getting to have this extraordinary life by someone she's not.
I did.
And then me, having this life because of being who I really am and authenticity. I want to celebrate that.
yeah, you know, it had to be hard. Like, she's like living this life, making all this money. She kind of a nepo baby in a way. She'd be perfect for the Joe Show on FLC. And all of a sudden, it's like all her fans that are kind of poor are looking up to her. It had to be a lot.
But Miley did tease to Good Morning America December 2nd that a lot of her time is being dedicated to planning the show's 20th anniversary.
My God, it makes me feel so old. I say this all the freaking time, but I love the math you do when you're like 20th anniversary. It's like that would have been like talking about a show from the 80s and the 2000s.
He says, "How can I honor Hannah in such a special celebration for us all? I'm excited to celebrate her."
All right, and you can celebrate the thing you have. I know it is daddy issues. Why do I say she has daddy issues? Because I have daddy issues. We're real heavy on the air horn today. 856-49-HOPPY. H-O-P-P. It's 856-494-6773.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
He's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife,
This is a Halle Berry talking about Gavin Newsom.
Probably should not be our next president either.
Shots fired in the club.
Just saying.
You know, she's freaking high maintenance. So. You just look at Halle Berry. You're like, she never shut up.
Halle Berry isn't afraid to speak candidly when it comes to advocating for women's midlife health care.
I thought they were going to say midlife crisis.
At the New York Times Deal Book Summit on December 3rd, the Oscar-winning actress stunned attendees with her bold criticism of Gavin Newsom minutes before the California governor took the stage.
Ha ha ha! Oh my God, they're showing footage of him up on stage. That's gotta burn! Like some good old HPV warts. That's gotta burn, man! Oh my God.
Earlier in her address, Berry discussed women's health, aging in Hollywood, and praised Illinois for becoming the first state to mandate coverage for hormone replacement therapy. But when the focus shifted to her home state of California, the 59-year-old made her frustrations known.
Gosh, she's 59. She looks so freaking good, man.
In my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill. Not one, but 2 years.
Even though he's always on his time of the month because he's a douchebag.
In a row. But that's okay.
What is?
Because he's not going to be governor forever.
I think he will, but...
Assembly Bill 432, known as the Menopause Care Equity Act, sought to extend insurance coverage for menopause-related care and treatment.
Why is it midlife? She's not living to 120.
In October, Governor Newsom vetoed the bill for a second time. The Catwoman star began openly sharing her struggle.
Yeah, that's what she wants to be remembered for. I don't know whatever movie she did, so I guess I could see why they say Catwoman. But out of anything she's ever done, Catwoman is what she wants to be remembered for.
Mm-hmm. ...with perimenopause last year, following a misdiagnosis which prompted her to found Respin, a wellness company that offers menopause symptom care programs.
There you go. She's helping out those that are real moody.
In her summit address, the actress...
I wonder if Gavin Newsom's side pieces are under menopause.
...actress made her thoughts on the current state of women's midlife healthcare abundantly clear.
If I and my doctors had such little information and had no answers at all about what was happening to my body, I was sure that there were other women out there wandering through the same darkness.
All right, you're getting me bored. Blah, blah, blah! Is all I hear. I respect it. You're just droning on.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It's the ultimate comfort food.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
Every time they talk about pizza, they gotta show the scene with Julia Roberts from Eat, Pray, Love. I've seen this multiple times. Hopefully she ain't like those in time.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
From football games and birthday parties to those relaxing nights in.
I'm like part-time lactose intolerant, and sometimes it gives me the stomach ache, man. Sometimes it feels like it's worth it because it's freaking pizza. And sometimes when you're sitting on the toilet, you're like, that's no good. It doesn't feel good. The worst is when you got to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I am not a fan of that. If I'm going to have a stomach ache, wait till at least 8 a.m., please. Please.
a lovely cheese pizza just for me.
But are our pie preferences changing?
Everyone still wants to order pizza. They're just changing the order style.
Lauren Paddleford works for Slice, an online ordering platform for 15,000 independent pizzerias.
Oh my God. Are they going to talk about Chicago pizza?
In what ways are pizza orders looking different nowadays?
You definitely see a shift in size. You see people ordering smaller pizzas.
And it's probably because they're on Ozempic, because they're lazy.
They're reducing, in some cases, the topping count.
In most of the...
I want as many toppings as possible.
Those cases, he says, the shift coming from price-conscious consumers, as the national average for a large cheese pizza has grown to nearly $17.
It's such a scam. To the boomers out there, I'm not going on a big boomer rant, but you guys got pizza for like $4.99. It must have been nice. It must have been amazing. Although I do remember when my dad died in, I don't know, 2014, 11 years ago around this time. I remember I was at the, you know when you have those little like celebrations of life after the funeral, which is weird when you're like eating food and just in denial that the person's dead. It's a good time. Why go to the club when you can have trauma? I remember my aunt was like, Ryan, what happened? Because she knew I wasn't making a lot of money in Cleveland. She's like, Ryan, when, and I've told this story, I think I told you this last week. She's like, Ryan, but I didn't have a lot of money before I was working at the big corporate job I had. I'm not going to say what company it was. She literally was like, I am going to tell you that we used to get free food at work, and I would make that work for a few days, and I would have like two pizza slices, and that's what I did for my whole radio career.
Up 22% in the past 5 years, and that's before you add in any toppings.
Such a scam. I remember when the price of one pizza that's like an extra large, like deluxe pizza, was like the price of a complete order of a small pizza on, I was almost a dating app, on a food delivery app. So like, I feel like in 2018, if you got a deluxe pizza and then you only pay like $10 in delivery charges, it was like $28. Now I feel like a small cheese is 28 plus like probably 35. It's a scam.
I definitely notice each topping is usually an extra 50 cents to a dollar. So if I just go with the pepperoni, it's definitely cheaper.
Some pizzerias have felt the pinch. Pizza Hut has been battling sinking sales for over a year. And last month, Papa John said cautious customers have been downsizing to medium pizzas.
Yeah, because it's the same crap. Listen, I'm kind of bougie when it comes to pizza. Not in like a pretentious way. I like New York pizza. I don't like, I like Detroit pizza. I don't like pineapple on my pizza. I like having pineapple as fruit, but I don't judge it. If I get free pizza, I'll take the pineapple on it, but I'm never going to order it. But I am not a fan of Papa John's. I am not a fan of Domino's. I am not a fan of any of those places. I like Domino's in like 2000 and I don't know, six, before they changed their crust when they had that planned crust. Oh, it was the best!
With fewer toppings and sides.
When did a cheese pizza become $23?
Pushing up those prices.
I love when these news sites use these TikTok clips. They're like, look at us! We're hip!
In part, the rising cost of some ingredients.
Even though our audience all has broken hips.
Things like using Italian tomatoes that we use, that's gone and stayed up 25%.
Such a scam as life is. I don't even know how we got to this. My family growing up, we had just enough money to get by. I don't think we would have been able to survive with the way prices are now. It's absolutely ridiculous, which is one of the reasons I did this thing. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's a little controversial at the time, but now everyone's applauding me. I know it is this.
Did you know that Ryan Hoppy got a vasectomy? Well, now you know, and we aren't even sure why we told you. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Prompting Joe's Pizza in New York City to tack on an extra 50 cents a slice in recent years.
That's not that bad. $1.50 if you don't worse.
Across the country, Domino's has been rolling in the dough and seeing a surge in sales thanks to recent deals.
But it gives you the stomachache. Gives you the bowel guts. Again. Maybe it's just me, and then I'm lactose intolerant, but that's what it does to me.
every specialty pizza is just $9.99 when I mix and match?
Yep.
Treat yourself.
It's the douchiest commercial I've ever heard.
While some businesses are catering to wellness trends, including...
Let me cater to you! Reminds you of that Destiny Child song.
...or appetites driven in part by wildly popular...
Whatever. Remember when California... Actually, I'll play a little more. But remember when California pizza was still popping? So, 2008.
...weight loss drugs. Blaze Pizza telling the New York Times it's exploring a GLP-1 friendly pizza.
God. If you don't need to be on Ozempic, let's be honest, you don't need to be on it. You can so tell when somebody who's overweight is on Ozempic because you never see them ever posting about working out, but then all of a sudden they drop like 20 pounds and you're like, that wasn't natural.
That would embrace protein and a lower calorie count because of a cauliflower crust.
Oh, that's the worst. I've had that before. It's okay. It's edible. But this is douchey. It's fake.
There are a lot of pizzerias. The ones who embrace technology, embrace marketing, really get into their communities and make great product.
All right. We talked a lot about pizza. And even though I'm recording at 10:33 a.m. on a Saturday when I went to bed at 2 a.m. I gotta tell you that story. So this past week, it's always when I do 5 days in a row of morning radio. Monday and Tuesday, getting up is easy because I am still rested from sleeping in on Saturday and Sunday. But then Wednesday, you start to go like hitting the snooze button. Thursday and then by Friday, you're just like, where's the weekend? But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this past week, I was disciplined. I was out by 9 p.m. asleep. It helps when it's the winter and it's dark out. During the summer, it's a little harder. But I was out. I got up. I did a good job with MJ and his number one morning show. Yes, he's number one in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, next week I'll be bored out being Tampa Bay's Orlando and the Freak Show for his 14th annual toy drive. And I think my body didn't want me to sleep in today. I got up at like, I don't know, 8:30 and I like went to bed at like 2 last night. It was very weird. I didn't like it. I'm okay with it. I accept it. But I didn't. I like it. DJ Quick's son was convicted of second degree murder and is facing 40 years. Yeah, there you go. That sucks. Tekashi 6ix9ine is being sentenced for drug possession. Let me read this here. Tekashi 6ix9ine tells TMZ Hip Hop he isn't worried about his looming 3-month prison sentence come January. He'll be confined away from the madness and will use the solitary to get in shape. Yeah! Homeboy needs to lose a few pounds. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, he's going to be in a secure unit because of his snitch status. Oh, yeah. Because he's a little bitch! Here he is leaving court.
Hey, Tekashi, how do you feel today?
Hey, Daniel Hernandez, you pedophile, how do you feel? So you're speaking Spanish because he doesn't want the American... that sounded terrible. He doesn't... Never mind. Never mind. It's absolutely riveting content. It might be old man on the front lawn, but I don't want to be friends with anybody who is a fan of Tekashi 6ix9ine. You're a loser! Like, he's a little similar to Lil Pump, where he's just a little Gen Z, little bitch. But Lil Pump had Iced Out, and that was a pretty good banger in the club. Every Tekashi 6ix9ine song makes me want to pull out my freaking hair. I'm like, what am I listening? We actually have Tekashi 6ix9ine's latest song.
Mm-hmm.
We have the banger that's going to be played in the club while he's in prison. You ready for it? You ready for the song that's going to make the club go crazy? Hey, yo, I'm Tekashi 6ix9ine, and I'm an alleged pedophile. I'm gonna shoot you. You think I'm being annoying? What his music sounds like. There's a reason I get no radio play. I fucking suck. Worst rapper ever. 856. 49 Abbey. Yeah, yeah, I'm kidding. It's 856-494-6773. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this. Oh my God, we're in week 14 of the NFL. How time's flying. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. By the end of the year, we're going to be in the playoffs. No! No! It's flying by! No! So supposedly George Pickens made a social media post where he called Richard Sherman a little pussy ass and then all of a sudden deleted it. I never get these famous celebrities that make these posts and don't think that we can screenshot it. But then again, an NFL player being stupid? No way! I didn't think that was possible! Oh, yeah. 856-49-HAPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me.
You guys tell her.
We will.
What the hell was that? It was a classic Eddie and Jovo segment. Sorry about that. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. The blessing and curse of having it on automatic is if I don't click out of the video, it just starts playing a new video. Mm-hmm. And that is a no good.
Mark Sanchez has been very quiet since the stabbing that occurred in Indianapolis, which left him severely injured and facing serious criminal charges.
And he lost the cushy job, but he's a dummy. He did go to USC, the University of Spoiled Children.
Until this Friday. Mark broke his silence, but it probably was not in the way you expected. The retired QB wrote a heartfelt message to his family on Instagram where he...
Yeah, he definitely needs to say sorry to them. He's an embarrassment.
Posted two photos of his wife, Perry, and their twin daughters, alongside a message of gratitude for those supporting him. He said, "This time of year always makes me look around and appreciate what matters, but this one hits different." He continued with, "I'm just grateful to wake up, to be home, and to be able to wrap my arms around my wife and kids."
What about the guy that you beat up, you scumbag?
Sanchez, who has since been fired from his Fox Sports broadcasting gig, finished by saying, "Thank you to the people who kept me standing and gave my family opportunity."
You didn't let the old guy keep standing that you beat up, you scumbag.
Used to share moments like these.
You're a loser!
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy and peaceful holiday season. This all comes amidst recovery from a physical altercation with 69-year-old Perry Toll, which saw Sanchez stabbed and facing serious criminal charges. Despite that, it's good to see Mark thankful for his family during the holidays.
It was weird. Oh, he's so thankful. He's afraid his wife's going to leave him. That's what that is. Please don't leave me. I know I'm a loser and I'm mostly known for the butt fumble, but don't leave me, baby. Even though I like 16-year-old girls.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic.
Okay, you ready to feel old?
Yeah.
Okay, one mom recently took her 10-year-old son to an antique store.
I did.
And guess what they found? A VHS tape. Oh. Just take a look at this kid's reaction.
He looks at the VHS like, "What the hell is this?" He's holding it like, "What do I do with this?
What is this?"
So it'll go in that way, and then you press play on a what's called a VCR.
Are you that old? Or is this that old?
I feel like there's a new thing with these like Gen Alpha and younger Gen Z where they tell older people that they're old. I don't remember like my mom or my family showing me a Betamax tape and being like, "Ha, you're old." It's weird.
Wow. Yeah.
That kid's going to grow up to be a douche.
The sticker, like,
"Oh, please be kind, rewind."
Oh, that's funny.
He's like, "Where's the screen on this thing?"
And an
He's like, "How can I watch commercials on this?" Even though they call it ads now. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-49-HOPPY. You can tweet at me at Ryan Happy Radio. You can always email me at ryanhappyradio@gmail.com. All right. What do we have here? Let me see here. We got this right here.
Margot Robbie is keeping her personal life personal. The Barbie actress gave birth to a baby boy with her husband, Tom Ackerley, in
Proud of you, baby doll. Not that you squirted out a kid. No, I'm proud of you that you keep your family life private. You are one of the most sought after hot pieces of ass in Hollywood. And you know you got a lot of grapes out there that would want to get with you. So it's very smart that you keep it anonymous.
October of 2024, but it's not given many details to the public. And speaking with British Vogue, December 4th, she says, I'm trying to keep that side of things private and protect him. Earlier in my career, I'd speak more freely in interviews. I've just been burnt so many times.
Me too, honey!
When people have taken what I've said out of context.
That's the worst. That's why you gotta like really be talkative.
And I read stuff all the time where people put me in quotation marks, saying things I've never said.
Yeah, it's called a fake meme.
I remember the first time 10 years ago seeing that in a newspaper, and I could not get my head around it. I was like, they just made it up. There was no way for me to change or control it.
That is the one thing that Trump was right about. Mm-hmm. And that is the word of fake news.
I just had to accept that.
Damn. God, I wanted to plow her when I was watching Wolf of Wall Street at the age of 20. Mm-hmm.
Does Brian Austin Green's fiancée, Sharna Burgess, parent her stepkids differently than the couple's biological son, Zane?
I feel like he probably should, but she's going to say no.
She sets the record straight in a new Instagram post. On December 5th...
Oh, you know, she's making an Instagram post. Something happened, and she's having to address it. Because no one was thinking about Sharna Burgess going, oh my God, what is Sharna Burgess' type of parenting like?
The Dancing with the Stars alum answered a few questions on the platform, with one fan asking if she has separate views on parenting 3-year-old Zane versus Brian's 4 sons from previous relationships. Sharna, who met Brian when they were paired up on season 30 of Dancing with the Stars, was quick to give that question a straight-up answer of no. She replied, I don't. I'm the same parent to them as I am to Zane. Same rules, age depending, same love, same affection. Same desire to give them a life full of opportunity and love and set them up for success.
When are they going to get married? They've been engaged for a minute.
The Aussie dancer added, I've always made it a point since Zane came along to be mindful of this. I would never want them to feel put aside or treated differently.
She's probably annoying to be around.
In addition to sharing Zane with Sharna, Brian is also dad to sons Noah, Bodie, and Journey with ex-wife Megan Fox.
God, you know, she's a brat.
As well as 23-year-old son Cassius, whom he shares with ex-girlfriend Vanessa Marcel.
Man, he gets around!
Back in September, Brian and Megan's 3 sons made a rare social media appearance in an Instagram post by Sharna.
They look just like their dad.
Who joyfully marked the trio.
I don't care. I have a rule that... Once they started talking about kids on here, I get the hell out of there. Bye. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile, whatever. 856, 49 happy.
Whoa, happy hot topic.
Billy Ray Cyrus's ex, Fire Rose, accuses the country star of what she calls narcissistic abuse.
All right. I am not saying that narcissistic abuse is not real, but whenever there is a freaking breakup, all the time the women try to slam the man and they go, oh, it was narcissistic abuse. Oh, it was verbal abuse. No, you know what it was? It was a bad argument. Oh, it was. It's a lot of yelling. Yes, I do think Billy Ray Cyrus is a narcissist, but I think the freaking word is so overused that it's absolutely crazy. And men don't just get mad out of nowhere. It makes you wonder what she said or what she did that would make him bring out his narcissistic abuse. Now, honestly, a man should never let a woman get him mad, but it makes you wonder what she did.
The Australian singer, who married Billy Ray in October 2023 before they split 7 months later, writes in a video posted to Instagram December 4th, showing footage of her and Billy Ray in the past, in your...
Man, move on, honey. No one cares. You peaked with him because you're a nobody.
20s, you'll meet a 49-year-old man who convinces you you're his soulmate.
And that's on you for falling for it. Not him. That's on you. And you're like every freaking modern-day person that doesn't take accountability.
It is very important you don't believe him. The 34-year-old who's...
She just bothers me, man. You just look at her. She has these crazy eyes. Like, you know, she's probably fun in bed and probably brought the ruckus and did anything, but, you know, the back door.
Real name is Johanna Rosie Hodges.
I'd call myself Fire Rose, too, if that was my name. Mm-hmm. She looks like a Johanna.
Also alludes to the abuse she alleges she was subject to during their relationship. She says in the video's caption, "If you've survived narcissistic abuse, you're not alone. It's chilling how similar survivors' experiences really are."
You're telling me someone that dealt with a narcissist had a similar experience? Whoa! Breaking news!
Behind closed doors, it's always the same playbook. Control, isolation, rage, manipulation.
And the last two parts are very true. Rage and manipulation. That is absolutely a fact.
Walking on eggshells, cognitive dissonance.
I mean, she's not wrong here. She's explaining morning radio.
Feeling like the only person in the world that can be experiencing what you are.
Oh, well, that's stupid to think that, honey.
Mm-hmm.
E! News has reached out.
They reached out for comment and didn't hear back. And that's not a good look. Whenever E! News is like, "We've reached out," that's not good.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
That means they don't want to talk to you.
Lori Harvey and Damson Idris continue to cause rekindled romance speculation, this time with the pair getting cozy in Miami.
Hell yeah! I don't know what I think about getting back with your exes. But when it's Lori Harvey, you gotta go back and plow her again.
The 28-year-old model, who is the daughter of comedian Steve Harvey, was spotted sitting on the F1 actor's lap as they watched rap.
I don't really think of him
50 Cent.
Shut up. I don't really think of him as a comedian, more of a radio host and TV host. Oh, Steve Harvey's so funny! Even though his sitcom wasn't bad.
F1 actor's lap as they watched rapper 50 Cent perform during Miami Art Week December 4th. For the night out, Lori rocked a very sexy ensemble with the plunging neckline and
I wonder if she has daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
Black jacket, her hair in a tight bun. Meanwhile,
she's only with him because she can't find someone else to replace him. She's probably been plowed by like 20 other guys since then. And it was like, you know what? He was a good guy.
34-year-old Damson sported a patterned tank top with black pants. The outing comes nearly 3 months after the pair made headlines for reuniting in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I think of Steve Harvey, I think of the greatest theme song ever in radio. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. And their intro that makes the club go crazy. Oh, yeah! Mmm. Ah. But Steve Harvey. Oh, sure. Ah, yeah. Ah. Steve Harvey. Woo! I remember sitting at the bus stop in the suburbs, which was just a thing in front of a house, not an actual bus stop, and having my radio in my pocket, listening to Steve Harvey. After B96 let go of Eddie and Jobo like morons. Isn't this song a banger in the club? This is pre-AI, too. Oh, yeah. Mm. What a banger. Dun, dun, dun. I just feel like playing that. It's nostalgia. Smokey Robinson's accusers are ordered to turn in their cell phones. This is where we'll really find out how bad he is. Joe Biden last night had a hard time pronouncing America. I thought this was such a lowbrow headline. It's like, he ain't our problem anymore. He's barely alive. It's weekend at, you know, Biden's.
We just have to get up. So long as we keep the faith, summon hope, and get back up and remember who in the hell we are.
Who?
We're the United States of America.
Hell yeah! I want to live in the United States of America. It sounds amazing.
United States of America.
Man, I miss this moron.
That's who we are. We're the U.S. And there's nothing.
All the clapping's like, yeah. Yeah, I love that for him.
We're the United States of America.
I'm such a proud Amerigadian. Simone Biles got a boob job. Holy midlife crisis! It looks trampy, too. She had a nice little tight bounty on her. Savannah Chrisley was on a date night in the Caymans. What a mystery man. He is going to go through a wicked heartbreak. Oh, is he ever. That is not going to be a breakup.
As for Katy Perry and...
All right, I can't play this because they're playing Dark Horse in the background, but Katy Perry is falling in love with Justin Trudeau. Again! Sorry! You think I enjoy, you know, stopping the clip in the middle, but these news sites can play the songs. I can't!
Emily in Paris actor Jeremy O'Harris has been arrested in Japan on suspicion of smuggling drugs.
What a moron. Did anybody learn from Brittany Griner? Anybody?
The actor, who plays Gregory Elliot Dupre on the Netflix series, was arrested at an airport in Japan last month on suspicion of attempting to smuggle illegal drugs into the country, local authorities confirmed to Reuters December 4th. Harris has been in custody since November 16th when he...
That's gotta suck to be in custody. In Japan. And you know they're looking at him like, you stupid American, you're Brittany Griner 2.0. You're just as much of a man as Brittany Griner.
Flew into the Japanese island of Okinawa, and customs officers found ecstasy in his bag.
Hell yeah!
Amigasuku police, who oversee the airport, told the New York Times.
What a moron.
Officials said 780 milligrams of ecstasy, a hallucinogenic drug also...
We know what ecstasy is, honey!
Known as MDMA, was found in his carry-on bag.
And Molly! It's such a 2013 term. Yo, get the Molly.
For the outlet. While Harris was arrested at the time for violating the Customs Act, which prohibits travelers from bringing narcotics into the country, it is unclear whether any formal charges have been made or...
I will be. He'll be screwed. I think it's time for this segment right here. It's going to be crazy. It's going to get the club popping. Everyone's going to be like, yo, yo, DJ, did you hear the intro to... radio news on Happy Hour. Oh, that song is such a banger.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Motherfuckers. I make killings. Motherfuckers. I pay. Hey, yo. 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 Static crackles, hoppy on the air, spilling radio secrets, man, he don't care. Airing out the closet, skeletons in pairs. DJ drama, he's the one who dares. Program director, scheming in the back rooms. Payola playlist, rigged like monsoons. Fake callers on the line, they rehearse too soon. Truth hits harder than a bassline boom. Radio snitching, hoppy spitting the truth. Pulling back the curtain, exposing the booth. No more lies, no more disguise. He got the receipts, calling out.
Oh, yeah. See here, iHeartRadio has banned its radio stations from playing AI music or AI personalities as a part of its Guaranteed Human program. They should do a Guaranteed Live and Local and stop syndicating and firing people and keeping the bosses movement. I like this headline. There's this new company called Connoisseur Media that's like taking over Illinois radio. From when Alpha Media, a company, was syndicating all these shows and taking away jobs. But Connoisseur Media, first of all, put my radio hero, Eddie Volkman, on in the morning. On Star 96.7. And now they put They put Chicago radio legend Drew Walker on Free Country 98.3. Now all they need to do is not play the same songs.
OG Gossip Girl Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's It Ends With Us legal battle keeps raging on.
I remember when this felt like such a big deal in January. Now I don't care, even though I'm talking about it.
ET has obtained a new transcript from Justin's October deposition where he was asked about a text message accusing Blake of playing the victim during the press tour.
She always wants to play the victim because she has no personality. It's easy to play the victim when you have nothing else.
Calling it, quote, the Taylor Swift play.
I can't play this because of copyright. There you go. Man, today is really heavy on copyright. They're going crazy in the club. Oh, they're bothering me. Mm-hmm. Writer who had an affair with RFK leaves new job at Vanity Fair. Olivia Nuzzi has parted ways with the Ritzy magazine. Mm. I wonder if she banged one of the CEOs there too to get ahead. By giving head, everybody was hating on Sydney Sweeney's new outfit. I don't know if it's just ugly women that are jealous that men are seeking after Sydney Sweeney. But oh my God, you need to let it go. You need to move on. Sydney Sweeney's beautiful and men are into them. And maybe if you're afraid that men are into Sydney Sweeney, maybe you should, what's it called? Put out more. Just being honest, which is my blessing and curse.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mac and cheese, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection. Donald Trump on a dick, no boarding pass. Epstein's Island, snakes in the grass. I be on the mic, spitting the facts. While MAGA folks blind, got their heads in the past. Golden Tower dreams, but the soul's hollow. Followers sipping Kool-Aid, they blindly swallow. He ain't a savior, just a brand to sell. Narcissist king with a gilded the shell. Ryan Hoppy calling it, no filter, no cap. Truth cuts deep, sharper than a trap. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mega cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just love the reflection. In the mirror, chasing perfection. Red hat screaming, he's one of us.
Supposedly, J.D. Vance is having marriage problems. I'm sure it has nothing to do with Erica Kirk. Supposedly, a beauty queen said that Donald Trump was really creepy at the Miss Universe pageants. Who would have thought? The White House keep playing Sabrina Carpenter music on videos about ICE. And then there's this.
Mm-hmm. Happy Hot Topic!
Is President Trump planning to rename the Kennedy Center after himself?
What a loser. I cannot imagine being a fan of him. You're stupid if you think he cares about you. He's a loser! He just stands there like a pig. Ugh, God.
Guest of honor at the iconic venue on Friday, where he took part in the draw for next summer's Soccer World Cup and was presented with the first ever FIFA Peace Prize.
Ah, that's such a scam. What's peaceful about being an alleged pedophile? Mm-hmm.
This is truly one of the great honors of my life.
Trump has a special...
That and getting away with the Epstein files, right?
...a place in his heart for the Kennedy Center, but is he really thinking of renaming it?
The Trump Kennedy Center. Oh, excuse me, at the Kennedy Center.
What about the I was friends with Epstein Center and I'm getting away with it?
Pardon me, I've such a terrible mistake.
God, he's a freaking mutant. I don't like him. I don't know if you know that. I think he's a loser! You got to really emphasize the er and loser with him. Like, he is bottom of the barrel scum. Like, honestly, calling him bottom of the barrel scum is insulting bottom of the barrel scum.
Turn it up, it's happy hour time. Kardashian news, we dissect the climb. No filters, no fluff, raw truth and wine. Mike's hot, Hoppy speaks what's on his mind. Nepotism's thrown, they sitting in the plush. Built an empire off nothing but the hush. Reality's a script, ain't no realness in the cut. Talents on vacation, they just taking what's corrupt. Hoppy's on the mic, call it
verbal demolition. Exposing fake lives, media's worst addiction. Idiocracy crown, it's the brain on snooze. Clickbait queens, welcome to Kardashian News.
Kardashian News,
where the truth gets aired. Hoppy breaking down the hype, y'all beware.
Fake smells, fake lies.
Fake lives, fake drama they choose. No talent required, it's Kardashian News.
Kardashian News,
where the truth gets aired. Hoppy breaking down the hype, y'all beware.
Fake smells, fake lies.
Fake lives, fake drama they choose. No talent required, it's Kardashian News. Diamond studded lies, selling dreams to the broke. Gold plated, nothing society inside joke. Hoppy ain't scared, man, he roasting them raw. Nepo babies flexing like they rewrote the law. Surgical precision, every word's a slice. Hypocrisy exposed under studio lights. Instagram filters, they mask the truth. Hoppy's here to school them. Welcome to the booth, yeah. Hoppy's got no leash,
got no leash,
no chain. Speaking what he feels, never playing the game. No Kardashian can spin his name on this mic. He reigns untamed.
Kardashian News,
where the truth gets aired. Hoppy breaking down the hype, y'all beware.
Fake smile, fake lies.
Fake lies, fake drama they choose. No talent required. It's Kardashian News.
Kardashian News.
Happy Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah, let's see what's going on with this beautiful little broad.
Well, it turns out Kim Kardashian wasn't always called Kim Kardashian.
It is.
The reality star shares that while the world may best know her by that name, she didn't used to go by Kim K. Detailing in an interview with Time Magazine published December 4th, the exact moment 18 years ago that prompted her name change.
The sex tape.
Telling the outlet, I used to always go by Kimberly until we signed on to do the reality show. And when I looked at my chyron, Kimberly Kardashian, I said, I think that's so long for people to say, and like, let's just shorten it to Kim. The Skims founder and her family, whose reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians first premiered on E! In 2007, continues. And it's so weird because all my friends from high school and growing up, and my dad, everyone calls me Kimberly.
That's great. Cool.
So while Kim didn't know back then that she would now be going by a nickname full-time, the 45-year-old did always know that she was going to be on reality TV. Explaining in the same interview, I really wanted to do a reality show since the day MTV's The Real World came out.
Yeah, she was like, I have no talent, so let me just copy Paris Hilton and call it a day.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Here is an underrated artist that I wish would have exploded more, but she still made some music. Here's Addictive with the rapper Papoose. Everything! 2006.
Let's go.
All your sweet talk, it don't mean a thing. Let me break it down for you, make it simple. I got a question, I gon' ask twice. Will you chillin' with a girl on Saturday night? You try to play me, acting act like a fool. Saw you kissing up another girl, breaking the rules. Have your fun in the game, but when you get home, lady, you'll be packing your things. Cause you thought that you had the best. You thought you had the best. I mean, but you just give me some. Just stop before you mess around.
Before you mess around.
To me, thought you were anything, baby.
was she worth the problems that your ass be having now?
But you can have her.
Call her up on the phone. Tell her that you're coming over. I don't want you to know.
So won't you wait for?
Get your lies out my face. Take it to your other girl. She can deal with the case.
So is it more?
Feel honored. We live in the days of our lives with no Oscar. Even though I'm young and restless from all the drama, relationships is something like a soap opera. Cause if your man met you and left his ex-girl, what make you think he won't leave you for the next girl? Cause your husband creeping with the girl next door. It came back like a boomerang, you vexed girl. Equality is what keep me and my lady standing. So when I tell her she pretty, she tell me I'm handsome. If you and your man had a misunderstanding, let me bone your mind to this understanding. He wants to teach you to understand him. So that's not a misunderstanding, that's a Mr. Understanding. He treats you like trash, somebody to treat you better. Cause one man's trash is another man's
you
treasure.
You thought you had the best
you
for me.
You thought you had the best
no.
for me. I knew, but you just didn't see. Just thought before you
before you messed around.
Let's go! This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com for the best pre- and post-workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I go out there. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I go out there. Finally, I ain't mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in happy hour. Keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may lick normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, Cox and Juke playing cool pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom. This stream syndicated sorrow. Now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming feel close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to
trails and rows. Laughter and joy is all in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lights buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fade and Michael Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speakers, silent time, but coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson pose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.